Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 27, Polokwane 31, Emalahleni 28, Rustenburg 32 degrees. COSATU has welcomed the agreement reached by the South African Post Office with unions to temporarily suspend retrenchments. Business rescue practitioners have launched an urgent application for assistance from the Unemployment Insurance Fund Temporary Employment Relief Scheme. Here's COSATU's Matthew Parks.
And whilst we welcome this critical lifeline extended to SAPO, its employees and the families, much remains to be done to ensure that SAPO is placed firmly on the path to recovery. This must include the appointment of competent and visionary management. Key concurrent interventions to ensure this takes place include the 3.4 billion rand financial support from Treasury to settle SAPO debts.
The organisation Undoing Tax Abuse has assured the South African National Roads Agency, or rather accused the South African National Roads Agency and the Construction Education and Training Authority, of keeping contracts with questionable companies secret. The non-profit watchdog has filed a complaint with the information regulator. Here's Altas Kasavela Kazasa.
We asked SANRAL for documents on its contract worth 4.7 billion with a joint venture which involves Aqua Transport and Plant Hire. This is for work on the N3 in KwaZulu-Natal. SANRAL hired Aqua joint venture even though the Aqua directors are currently facing criminal charges of fraud and corruption.
In a bid to address South Africa's growing skill shortage and unemployment, President Cyril Ramaphosa says over 50 technical and vocational education and training colleges have been contracted for the training of expanded public works program participants. Ramaphosa launched a new phase of the program, which was first introduced 20 years ago in the Eastern Cape yesterday. To date, more than 14 million jobs have been created. Ramaphosa says they intend to create even more jobs in the coming years.
It says that greater attention must be given, that is the NDP, to continuous training for existing workers and participants to provide career paths. The EPWP today is now a training ground, a training process that enables people to get skills.
An urgent collaborative approach across government, business and non-profit sectors is needed to halt the devastating effect of malaria. This is according to Goodbye Malaria, which aims to help eliminate malaria in Southern Africa by 2030. Today is World Malaria Day. And finally, Taylor Swift's latest album, The Tortured Poets Department, has made history on Spotify. It's become the first album in the app's history to pick up a billion streams in a single week. The single Fortnite, featuring Post Malone, also became the most streamed song in a single day. I'm Chanel September, net vir die hoofnes sê hier COSATU het die ooreenkoms tussen die Suid-Afrikaanse Nasionale Poskantoor en vakbonde om afleggings tydelik te staak verwelkom.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days. And I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking up without you, sleeping by myself.